Now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Live show the 12th of January, and I would love to talk to you. We have a toll-free number to call to be a part of the show. Whether you live in Frederick or Hagerstown or maybe West Virginia, Pennsylvania, D.C., it doesn't matter. You can get through to us toll-free anywhere in the country. 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's a toll-free number that you can give us a call and be a part of the show. You Ought to Know is brought to you by BG Products and Services. Quality products and services used by trained technicians to improve the longevity of your vehicle. For example, transmission fluid exchanges, coolant exchanges, power steering fluid exchanges, and more. And BG is so confident that they will extend the life of your vehicle, they'll guarantee your engine and transmission for as long as you own your vehicle, just by having BG services performed as recommended. For more information, go to the website bgprotectedforlife.com or call toll-free 1-800-327-8883. BG Products and Services. I'm Dave Serio. Let's see who we have on the line.
Hi, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Warm and sunny, 75 in my shop.
Oh, as long as you stay in your shop.
Exactly.
I hear it's going to be a little chillier today in the Maryland area than the 72 degrees, I'd say.
No, it's cold.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's not chilly. It's cold.
Chilly was like 15 degrees ago, huh?
Yeah, chilly was back in beginning of September. This is cold.
I hear you. So we're expecting some snowfall tonight. I hear it's starting around 7 o'clock. It's supposed to be getting like 2 to 4 inches of snow through the night. But If you're going to have snow, it's not a bad time to have snowfall on like Saturday night, I guess.
Yeah, I guess the weekends are better for everybody who has to go somewhere to go to work during the week, and then you're not stuck in all that traffic and behind the snow plows and things like that. So this will give the traffic will be down to give the guys on the plows that do an excellent job of spreading that salt.
Yes, they do.
And plowing the snow. They give them a chance to work.
And hopefully, again, you know, maybe churches will be able to survive tomorrow and not have to be canceled. Hopefully they'll do such a great job, and the snow will fall exactly when it's supposed to. That's also helpful, too. When the snowstorm comes, when it says and they're ready, they actually do a great job on the roads.
Yeah, and hopefully the weathermen's accuracy will be just as it is normally, and we won't get any.
There you go. There you go. Well, what do you have for us today, Mr. Mike?
Well, I thought maybe we'd talk about how your car is actually painted, because we always harp on doing the minimum damage to the car and being very careful about how you wash your car and things like that. So if you know exactly how your car is painted and how much paint's on a car, it might make that all the harping we do make a little more sense.
Well, wait a minute. I would like to emphasize that all of the harping is done by you.
Well, that's okay. I'll take credit for that.
It's true. I mean, it is remarkable how little paint is on an automobile right now. But go ahead. Let's talk about the old stuff, the old ways, and the new ways.
Yeah, the old ways, the cars were painted by hand, and it's called a single-stage paint system, meaning that the cars were painted by hand, and they would get a coat of primer wherever the guys could get to on the assembly line when they were building the bodies. And then they would spray the color on the car, and they would spray a lot of the color on a car because, like we said, it was done by hand, and they just wanted to make sure the car was all covered. And you can tell a single-stage paint system on your older cars by when you go to wax it or you go to polish it, the same color that's on your car will be on your rag, and that's the easiest way to tell that it's single-stage paint. So now we move into modern technology where the car comes down the assembly line in bare metal, and that it is dipped in a tank of what's called E-coat. And what that is the car is charged with either a positive or a negative, and then the liquid is charged with the opposite, and it attracts itself to the car body. And what that does is it gets in every nook and cranny when they dip it in this tank, and it provides rust protection, which is why you don't see cars rusting out as quickly as they used to years ago. And then the car is sprayed by robots. Most of the cars are sprayed by robots. Your exotics and some of your one-off brands, they're still done by hand. But the cars are sprayed by robots, and they'll spray a primer on, and then they'll spray the color coat on, and then they spray the clear. Now, the clear may be a regular just clear, or it may be a tinted clear to make the color look better, or it may be a pearl and then a clear on top of that. Mm-hmm. So even though that sounds like a lot of paint, most of the paint is as thick as a 3M Post-it note on modern cars. So that's 3.5 thousandths of an inch. The industry average for cars is anywhere from 3.5 to 4.5 thousandths of an inch of paint.
That's amazing.
So I've seen cars come in the shop. I'm working on a brand new Tesla Model 3 that has 3.5 thousandths of paint on a car. Now, how much of that is clear? Well, it used to be that the industry average was 2.5 thousandths of an inch of clear.
Well, when we come back, now, what I want to do is I want to try to interrupt you just a little bit because I know you're going to go on. When we come back, I want you to tell us a little bit more about how much paint is on there and how we can take care of it, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be back. I'm Dave Serio. This is You Ought to Know.
I mean, you know, 20% of American school children can't find Earth. On a map of Earth. But I'm just glad my parents gave me an easy to pronounce name like Daniel Nyman, instead of some weird combination Indian Japanese name like Sanjay Hajimoto. Or Mahatma Mitsubishi.
That's Daniel Nyman, of course, as he mentioned on that. That's a great routine from him. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know. Right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., Free Talk 930, WFMD. Let's go back to Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Mike, of course, gives us helpful tips every single week. It's always good to have you. So we were talking about the thickness of paint on the modern automobiles,
sure.
Mike.
Sure. What we were talking about was the clear, which is what you work on. I neglected to say that. The clear is what you're working on. You're not working on the color of the car.
Okay.
Unless you're on the older single-stage paints, obviously. So the industry average, and this is all this information comes from paint manufacturers, not from the dealerships. The industry average for the thickness of clear is 2.5 mils or 2.5 thousandths of an inch. Over the life of the car, you're only allowed to take off 0.5 mils or 0.5 thousandths of an inch.
Wow.
In order to maintain the integrity of the paint, meaning so the car doesn't get sunburned, basically.
So one guy with an aggressive attack at your car could go farther in that easily and ruin your paint.
Exactly. It doesn't take much to go through the clear. So you really need to know what you're doing when you're polishing the clears. But the main point of that is some of these cars coming in now, the Asian cars and this Tesla, have less than that less than the industry average of clear on the car totally.
Right.
Meaning they only have 2.5 to 3 thousandths of an inch of paint total from bare metal all the way to what you see.
Mm.
So that's why we keep harping on, you know, washing safely, using the correct tools. Don't go let the dealerships use the worn out brushes on it, you know, and things of that nature. So that's pretty much give you an idea behind why we always talk about that.
I hear you, and I've seen some of the cars that you have. I follow you on Facebook and also Instagram, and I've seen the before and after pictures. You've also taken some before pictures of cars that cannot be helped by your service.
Yeah, I've sent a couple people back with brand new cars to dealerships to get another car,
right?
And to tell them not to, don't let people touch the next one. When people call me and say, you know, I'm picking up a car, I want to get an appointment, and my first thing is, please do not let the dealership touch it, because it's not the fault of the guys that work there, because they're not trained.
Right.
They don't get quality equipment, and it's all about the money. And they may have, on a busy Saturday when they're running a sale, they may have 300 cars to wash.
Yep.
So, you know, they don't have time to do like I do. It takes me 1.5 to 2 hours to wash a car. They don't have that.
Right.
So that's why I steer people away from that, from the dealerships. And the gentleman with the Tesla I'm finishing up today told the dealership not to touch the car, and they give them a hard time about it, which I can't understand.
But well, I can't either. But, you know, I had the situation. I'll give you my story real quick that I've already told you. The last two new cars that I purchased, I have asked the dealership, and it was the same dealership, by the way, not to touch the car. Well, the first time was no problem. They understood. They said, I said, I'm taking it to a detailer. He's going to take care of everything. They know. I said, I don't need any of the papers taken off. I don't need nothing. Just a pre-delivery inspection, which is when the mechanic takes a look at it to make sure the vehicle works properly and the fluids are fine. Other than that, leave it alone. And they agreed. Well, the first first time was no problem. The second time, okay, I did the same thing, and they said the same thing they would. Well, it turns out the owner of the dealerships, not the dealership, but the dealerships, the owner happened to stop by. He sees a car being delivered that still has papers on it and still has the packings and, you know, it hasn't been touched. And he was very upset with the general manager of the dealer allowing that to happen. And I had to bail the general manager of the dealership out saying, that's how I want it. And, you know, it can be tough. But
a lot of the dealerships, especially around here, now that most of them know me and they know you know what we do, a lot of the Porsche dealerships, the Mercedes dealerships, and stuff like that, they'll do exactly what the customer wants.
Right.
And, you know, once they tell them they're coming to see me, which is good.
Right.
I'm actually, as a matter of fact, going to court with a client next month because the dealership basically ruined her car, brand new car, when she told them not to touch it. So,
right.
We're going to go try to help her out in court next month.
And unfortunately, it has to go that way. Sometimes it does, that situation.
Yes.
But you'll be a very good expert witness, no doubt about it. And
I hope so.
Yeah, Modesta is the coatings that you put on. And you have a number of different stages of coatings that can last from anywhere from 2 years all the way up to a 10-year without having to wax the car. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we're the only Modesta authorized installer in the state of Maryland. It will stay that way until I decide to retire, whenever that is. And we've just found that they are the absolute best on the market as far as coatings. And they are one of two companies in the world that make their own coatings.
Great.
Most coatings on the market are made by one big factory in Japan or Korea. And they're all just relabeled to whoever's selling them. But Modesta and as well as Griot's, they make their own products, and that's what we like. And if we have an issue, we can go right to the manufacturer.
Gotcha. And Griot's Garage distributor you are, so people can contact you at 410-833-1632. And you can get all the information from them if you want to order something from Griot's Garage, or if you want to just ask a question to Mike about detailing or the coatings. He's more than happy to do that for you. And some of those answers may actually already be on the website, which is the Shine Shop AutoDetailing.com. So be like me. Follow him on Instagram. Follow him on Facebook under the Shine Shop Auto Detailing, and you'll find it to be very interesting.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that.
My pleasure, sir. Thanks for calling in today, Mike. Always appreciate it, and keeping us informed of what's going on in the paint world.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and tell the other guys I said hi.
I will. Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Same to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That, of course, is Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Let's go to our phones. We have Gus from Baltimore on the line. Hey, Gus, how you doing?
I'm well, Dave. How are you? Happy New Year.
You too, sir. Good to talk to you.
Yes, my pleasure to talk to you as well. Here's what I got. I got a 2004 Honda Odyssey. A couple of days ago, I was driving it early in the morning. Of course, it was dark, and I saw that on my dashboard, the lights lit up that all my doors were open. Of course, they were not.
Okay.
Then it went out, and then it came back on. Now, I didn't look to see if my battery light was on, but little by little, the next thing lit up was ABS, TCS. Long story short, all the lights started lighting up while I was on 695. The radio cuts out.
That is usually an alternator.
Okay, that was my question.
Yes.
I've heard a lot of different...
Yeah, what happens is that if an alternator is not charging a battery properly, then it goes below 12 volts, then systems of your automobile will be seriously affected. And that's when all the warning lights start coming on. So when a system gets less than 12 volts, it can cause a problem. That's what I believe is happening. It always could be a wiring problem, too. But it sounds like to me that the alternator is not charging your battery. Now, are you under any kind of warranty with this vehicle?
No, the car is a 2004. 2004. It's got a couple hundred thousand miles on it.
Well, I thought you I thought you just bought it.
No.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. Okay, so yeah, I would take a look at have it diagnosed, but that does sound like to me an alternator.
Okay. Now, if it did drain the battery, because
yes.
when I got lucky and pulled it over to a parking space,
right.
I sat there when I tried to crank it, it wouldn't turn over. About 15, 20 minutes later, it would turn over.
Okay.
But then the light started coming back.
Right. On. Your battery is just you're working on battery, right?
Okay, so take it to somebody, have them check out the electrical system, and hopefully it is the alternator, not anything else.
What area of Baltimore are you in?
I'm in Baltimore City. I'm near Bayview Medical Center. It's on Dock Essex, Middle River.
Okay. Well, we have a shop in Essex. We recommend Lou's Auto Service in Essex.
Okay. They're, where it's at.
They're real good. And you also have on the other side of the you have SNT Automotive in Linthicum. You have Catonsville. So you got a couple different shops in there that you can deal with. But Lou's is probably the closest one to you.
I wish I'd have known about where SNT is in Linthicum because that's where I broke down.
Yeah, that's a shame.
They
have a towing service and everything going to help you out. But all right, well, anyway, those guys can help you, and it sounds like it's going to be an easy fix, a little painful, but not too painful, and get you back on the road.
All right, Dave, thank you so much, and again, Happy New Year to you.
You too, Gus. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Bye-bye.
It's just as simple as that. Give us a call at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's a toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. You Ought to Know, brought to you by BG Products and Services and also Jasper Engines and Transmissions. We also want to thank Wassler Tire and Auto in Taylorsville off of Route 26 and 27 in the Taylorsville-Westminster area. And also Dynamic Automotive with all four locations of Dynamic Automotive in the Frederick vicinity. New Market, the original one. Liberty Town, their second one. Urbana, the ground-up build in Urbana. It's just a beautiful location. And their newest location in Frederick downtown on Bite Drive. Frederick, of course. So all four locations are open Monday through Friday, and a couple of them even open on Saturday for your service. We'll be back in just a few moments with your phone calls. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Phone lines are open at 866-96-TALK-CARS, 866-968-2552.
Well, when I first heard the shot, and as I turned, Jim fell.
Yeah, he's a teller, Frank.
But Jim Fell's a teller?
No, Jim Johnson.
Who's Jim Fell?
Well, he's the auditor, Frank.
He had the flu, so Jim filled in.
Phil who?
Phil did, and he's the night watchman, Frank.
If only Phil had been here.
Right, now, wait a minute, let me get this straight. Parts came in and shot the teller and Jim fell.
No, he only shot the teller, Jim Johnson. Fell is ill.
Okay, then after he shot the teller, you shot twice.
No, I only shot once.
Twice is the holdup, man.
Then I guess I did shoot twice.
Well, so now you're changing your story.
No, I shot twice after Jim fell.
You shot twice and Jim fell?
No, Jim fell first, and then I shot twice once.
Well, who fired twice?
Once.
He's the owner of the tire company, Frank.
Okay. Once is the owner of the tire company, and he fired twice. Then twice shot the teller once.
Twice.
And Jim fell, and then you fired twice.
Once.
Confusing as all get out, but Leslie Nielsen probably finally figured it out. Who shot twice? All right, let's get Craig Shipp up on the line. Craig, will you explain that all to us, sir?
Yeah, we'll decipher that. But before we do that, we're going to talk about we got three more weekends.
Yes.
At the Orchard.
Yes.
Apples, pies, cider donuts. Those are out of this world, by the way. I sampled them. I have to sample things when I stop by.
Well, of
by
course
there,
you do. You know you're doing it. You're doing it for the public. You know, you're dedicating and committing your time and effort just for public only. Nothing selfish.
That's right.
Nothing selfish
right.
out of this at all.
Exactly. And so so we're talking about the Catoctin Mountain Orchard. And again, he's got those pies that you can buy and then put in the oven and bake. And everybody will think you bake this pie from scratch. The whole house will smell like an apple pie. And you'll be like the hit of the evening. So,
and by the way, you could also freeze them, too, and be the hit of the evening this summer.
Well, Well, they are frozen. You can buy them frozen.
And keep them frozen.
And ready to bake.
Right.
Yeah, ready to bake. And then you can bake them when the appropriate occasion comes along.
There you go.
So it'll be a winning scenario.
That's it.
Now, we've got an event tomorrow that at the Little Gym, and she says she's having it snow or shine.
Really?
So, yep.
Okay.
And she said that kids, you know, the parents have their kids at home, and they get that cabin fever, and they want to get those kids out to have some fun. So the Little Gym is having an open house.
Okay.
Tomorrow afternoon, I think it starts around 1 p.m. or so, and goes all afternoon. And the snow is supposed to be over in the morning, so
right.
Hopefully everything will be cleared up, and people will be able to get down there. And so this is a really cool place for the younger kids, and they really work on self-esteem, fitness. They even get them started in gymnastics and all kinds of cool activities and so forth. So if people aren't familiar with the Little Gym, they should check it out. It's on Route 85, kind of across from where the Walmart is.
So I assume what they're doing is they're turning our Rugrats into gym rats.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And they have some really cool, like, educational programs they do, and some it's really well thought out. It's a chain, you know,
right.
It's a franchise.
Right.
And the whole program is really well thought out. And, you know, a lot of the kids, when they get into high school age and all that, believe it or not, they've got self-esteem problems and so forth. That's why we have this drug use issues and
sure.
so on.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of programs that help address these things before they become problems. And so I highly recommend the Little Gym, and that folks take their kids down there for the open house and check it out.
Very good.
So we got that, and there's a bunch of other events and on the some of them we've already talked about, and folks can go to facebook.com/Frederick County, facebook.com/Frederick County for this comprehensive list of events around the area. And another thing I would recommend, if you're going down to the Little Gym, we're talking about indoor activities here.
Because sure.
You know, it's going to be a little cold and so forth. Almost across the street from the Little Gym, there's Old Glory Antique Mall.
Okay.
And that's a big mall full of these stalls where individuals rent space and have their goodies for sale.
Right.
And it's sort of like an indoor flea market. You know, you can go there and find all kinds of different things.
Hmm.
So keep that in mind. We've got a lot of really cool things that you could do indoors. You could spend the whole afternoon at Old Glory because they got so many vendors there.
Well, tell us a little bit about Frederick.com. I know you have a lot of advertisers that advertise with Frederick.com in the Frederick area. I'm sure there's some that don't know about it, but tell us a little bit about how people can get involved with Frederick.com and the advantages.
Well, they can send an email to me, Craig@Frederick.com, if that's hard to remember, news@Frederick.com. And just get in touch, and we can talk about it. What we think we have is a kind of a community, a network of small owner-operator businesses. That's been our specialty since day one. 20 years ago, we started by putting photographs of these businesses up on the web. We were the first company to do that 20 years ago.
And
now we're doing it with...
Yeah, hard to believe, but it's been 20 years. And, you know, you don't think of a lot of the sites in the areas of the 90s, okay? But, you know, you guys started at 1999.
That's right. And so now we're doing the same thing with video. Video is very important now. Everybody can watch it on their mobile phones, all their devices. And when somebody does a Google search for your business, you better have a good video come up that tells a story about your business, because Google is going to serve up something to the people that are searching.
Right.
Right? And if you don't have a good video showing off your business, then they're going to show a video of some other business. Trust
right.
me, they will.
Yep.
And so we think video is very important. So we have a special deal where if people sign up as a sponsor, and it's a flat annual fee that is affordable, then they get the business story video at no additional cost. And not only do we produce the video, but we distribute it on platforms where it gets many thousands of views. We
yep.
have the Frederick County Facebook page that we just talked about that has a big following, and then my YouTube channel has 32,000 subscribers.
Fantastic.
We put it up on there.
Yep.
So we really think that we help small owner-operator businesses leverage the Internet, this 1,000-pound gorilla that is the Internet. So
I remember
what we're about.
I remember when we celebrated 10,000 subscribers to your YouTube channel. That was a big deal.
That was, and I'll tell you, if you Google and look at the odds of having a video that even gets 10,000 views, right? The odds are astronomical because there's so many videos that are uploaded every minute to YouTube.
Right.
And the vast majority of them get 20 or 30 views, right?
Yep, exactly.
I mean, and so we put videos up and they routinely get thousands and thousands of views. I have a couple of videos with 1 million views.
Wow.
So, you know, which is absolutely unheard of, but we've been doing it for 20 years. I tell people I'm a slow learner, but in 20 years, I've picked up a few things.
Even if it's by accident, you've picked a few up. Well, Greg,
that's right. You just start early. You just start early, and that helps.
That helps. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. As always, keeping us informed of what's going on in the Frederick and Washington County areas. And if you want to contact Craig, as he mentioned, either craig@frederick.com or also news@frederick.com. Thanks so much, buddy. Have yourself a blessed day. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you for what you do. You always do it. Put on a great show every Saturday morning.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Craig Shipp from frederick.com. I'm Dave Serio. The show's called You Ought to Know. It's every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. If you want to take WFMD with you, that's great. Do it with WFMD.com. Back in just a few moments with your phone calls.
We drove that wheel, baby. From Charlotte to Riverside, ignoring every yellow caution flag.
Classic from the Bronson, Missouri duo Doyle and Debbie, and it's called Stock Car Love. You just don't hear that every day. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means Free Talk 930 WFMD's You Ought to Know, 10 to 11 every Saturday morning. And by the way, join me with Bob Miller on Friday mornings at 6:40. That's right. Get up early and listen to Bob, as we always recommend. And I'll join him every Friday morning at 6:40 for our little tip of the week and a little preview of what we're going to be hearing today. All absolutely free for you every Friday morning at 6:40 a.m. All right, let's go back to the phones. We have Jose from Dynamic Automotive on the line. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning, Big Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Doing well. And you're probably by yourself today, correct?
Yes, sir. I am by myself. We got a busy Saturday going on over here, though.
Well, that's good. I know you guys are keeping busy. If people are concerned about the snow, now's a good time to make sure your tires are in good shape. Brakes, of course, and lighting, you know, especially lighting. People don't realize how important it is in these snow conditions where it's very difficult to see people. How it's important to have headlights working properly, taillights working properly, all of that's essential.
Absolutely. You got to have your lights on when you're driving in this kind of weather, especially the weather that's going to be hitting us, this afternoon?
Yeah, a little tonight, 7 o'clock. Yep, tonight.
Yep, and, you know, we are selling a lot of wiper blades today.
Yes, you are.
Wiper blades are the theme of the day. We've got alternators in here, of course, our fill of oil changes and tire rotations. I've got an interesting job, though, in one bay, an older Mustang that we determined needed an ECM. That's a computer assembly.
Right. So when you say older, you're talking in the 80s then.
One Mustang.
Was it 91? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, they don't remanufacture or make these ECMs anymore. So what do you do?
You got to go used.
You have to send them out to get them remanufactured.
Or go used, either way. Yes, sir.
Or go used, exactly. Yes. So we're looking at the remanufacture route. We are going to investigate the used to see what's out there. But that's what you do. And it isn't a deal breaker. It's not a dead end. You can get these things remanufactured, and they do come with a warranty too, which is very good.
Right. Now, now 91. Yeah, 91, you had a number on the ECM and you could find another one of those used and put it in. Modern cars, you can't do that with. These computers are made especially for your car.
That service number is so very important on that ECM.
Yep. Exactly. So, exactly.
And in this case, I think it's like maybe 10 digits long. And you want to go by that number. That number really dictates what the powertrain, how the powertrain is managed.
Right. Now, question for you. First of all, two things. Another thing that's very essential to have in this time of year is the blue juice, the window washer solvent.
Yeah.
Because starting tomorrow afternoon and Monday, when you're on your way to work, you're going to find out that salt and snow is coming up on your windshield from other cars, and there's a very good possibility that you will not be able to see out of your windows, your windshield very well. So it's very important to have that ready to go. So
full strength.
Check it out.
Cannot be diluted, otherwise it's going to freeze up like a block of ice.
Exactly. So full strength, window washer solvent, make sure it is in your bottle and full and ready to go. You want to do that this afternoon.
Yep.
It's too late on Monday.
Good time to check the inflation into your tires. Make sure the tires are looking good because you're going to need good traction this afternoon and tomorrow.
Okay. Now, I'm throwing this at you cold, so I hope I'm not doing this. But are you familiar with the Fiat Chrysler payment situation, the $650 million to settle the allegations on the diesels?
No, tell me about that.
Well, just like Volkswagen had their issue, Fiat Chrysler in 2014 through 16 also has been accused of doing something very similar, and they have decided to pay a $650 million total settlement to both owners of the vehicles, to the government, federal government, and California, and then also some going out to other agencies in the government. They have not admitted wrongdoing, but they have stated that they want to take care of the customers right and all that jazz. So they have decided to pay out a $650 million settlement that will take care of the Jeep and the 1500 trucks, the Ram trucks.
Right.
This is not the Cummins diesels. These are the European diesels that were put in there in the Jeep Grand Cherokees and also the Ram 1500s.
These are the 3 liters, aren't they?
Yes. So they're the little guys. So we'll see what happens. And supposedly, I think it's like $2,500 to go out to each owner of the vehicle. I think they're going to get a check somewhere around there to let me see if I can find that real quick in the story. $2,800 per owner about is going to go out for anyone who owns those vehicles. They're going to get a check from FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, for about $2,800.
Wow. Okay. So now this is all over emissions.
Right. And it's not a situation where they have to take
Volkswagen.
See, Volkswagen was so severe. Yeah, Volkswagen was so severe that they actually told Volkswagen they had to take vehicles off the road, or repair them. And they're not doing this with FCA, but they are fining them. So, just an interesting story. Hey, we have
Are they doing an update on it?
I don't know. It doesn't say anything about that. It just says that they have to pay the federal government, they have to pay California, they've got to pay each individual owners, but they don't mention that they're going to be brought in for a recall and have them fix the vehicles.
Wow, I see it does involve just over 104,000 vehicles.
Yep, exactly. So isn't Google wonderful? But I tell you, you know, it really is. So we'll see what happens, whether they're going to ask them to bring them back and make any adjustments to the computers or not. Hey,
I have a few customers that have had the Volkswagen diesels that were recalled, and they would all come in to me and tell me, all of them would tell me, what a fine running vehicle that was.
It was.
What a tremendous performer that vehicle was.
It was. Unfortunately,
to get
it fixed, they would either have to make it not performing well or horrible as far as gas mileage.
Right.
So neither one of those owners would have been happy with. So unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. That's happening to the diesels, because diesel technology out there on our highways is really a big plus if it's done properly from the OEs, of course, the manufacturers.
Well, what lean these people to do this, and I'm not making an exception for them or an excuse, but the parameters for diesels must have been so severe that they were willing to attempt any way they could find to get it to get it to pass. And that is a shame. So somebody's fault there.
We
only have about 2 minutes left for you to do your four things. You can do the question real quick if you want.
Sure. The DEF fluid that people have to service in their vehicles.
Yes.
I've seen so many of my customers run into problems with their diesel pickup trucks because of the new emission systems.
Don't put it in the dualies and below. It really, you stick with regular diesel fuel, diesel number two, I think it is, but do not use the DEF, because I ran into the same thing, and it's horrible gas mileage also.
Yeah.
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 Just goes through it really quick.
They've really got to improve that system.
Yep, they do. All right, we literally have 2 minutes, so I want you to tell you about the four locations you have.
So if you've got a diesel and you need service done to your vehicle, your truck, give me a call here at Dynamic Automotive in Liberty Town. We're open 8 to 6 Monday through Friday. We're open from 8 to 3 on Saturday. Our phone number here is 301-694-6250. We are located at 11931 Main Street in beautiful Liberty Town. Now, our original location is in Newmarket, Maryland. They have the same hours as we do. If you need service in that area there, please call 301-694-5460. You'll talk to Sarah or my partner Lee at that location.
1 minute.
Our largest location, what was that, Dave?
1 minute.
Our largest location is located right off of Route 270 in beautiful Urbana. They have the same hours also. Their phone number there is 301-874-8833. They have a 4-bay quick lube facility, 9-bay shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash, our one-stop shop. And our last location is in Frederick, Maryland. Big Bobby Allen handles that location. You can reach Big Bobby at 301-662-3300. He is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. At all four locations, if you mention my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know, Dynamic Automotive at all four locations will give you 10% off your bill, parts and labor, right off the top. So it's a good mention, and we'd love to have you do it. DynamicAutomotive.net is the place to go for further information. Jose, thank you so much for joining us, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Dave. All the best to you, my friend.
You too. Have a blessed day.
You too, sir.
That's all the time we have. Thank you on Free Talk 930 WFMD's You Ought to Know. Have yourself a blessed day. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.